Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Bob Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. It's a very special day today, and you'll find out why in just about 30 seconds. But our guest today is a good friend of ours, Scott Wright. He's back again. And we have a joint mutual announcement that we're going to make right now here today. Now, you've heard me. Oh, gosh, this podcast is now in its seventh year. So since 2018, you've heard me on this podcast. We got I think we just published episode number 16, 67, or 68, something like that. 1,678 episodes. And it's been a great trip along the way. We've met hundreds of people over the years that have become, I won't say close personal friends, but good friends anyway. And I know you've been blessed by all these interviews. And this year, the Lord put on my heart that it's time for me to transition into more or less the quote-unquote traditional ministry online, but you know, I was also going back to speaking in churches when asked and things like that. And the time commitment that it takes to run a podcast, especially one that's not a quote-unquote hobby, like a lot of podcasters are. They're, well, let me try this podcasting thing out. You know, when you're committed to it, it becomes a full-time job. It really has. And there have been times when I've done 10 interviews in a week. I try not to do that because that means everything else is just shut away. But there have also been times when, you know, I had enough in the queue that I could take a week vacation and nobody even notice because it just keeps getting released on its own. Amen. But the point I'm trying to make is I can't do what the Lord has put on my heart to do now and continue operating at this level here with the podcast. So I put a little blast out a while back saying, you know, anyone interested in taking over this podcast? And Scott stepped up to the plate. And today we are going to make the transition from me being the Kingdom Crossroads podcast host. We're turning it over to our good friend, Scott Wright. So with that being said, let me welcome to the program and to the microphone, Scott Wright. Scott, take it away.
Well,
as Ed McMahon, you say, and now here's Scott Wright.
How are you guys doing today? Well, you know, that. Thank you for that introduction. And I want to first say that Pastor Bob here has launched an amazing podcast, and over the years, I know you guys have had just an amazing message coming through this podcast, and our goal is to continue and build upon what Bob has already done and what the Lord has done in Bob's heart with this podcast. And for me, it was the Lord has been calling me to launch a podcast for the better part since January of 2023. I ended up on Bob's podcast back in around April, May of 2023, and have been a guest speaker on here ever since. And you guys have heard plenty of dialogue between the two of us. And then the Lord put on my heart when Bob let me know that the podcast was going to be making this transition, and he was trying to figure out where and how to pass this on, the Lord put it on my heart to pursue this. And he has now provided me all the tools that I need to run it. And now we're ready to take over. And we're just looking forward to more years of an exciting and just really a fruitful show for everyone to be able to listen to God's word and to be able to listen to a lot of different perspectives. And we'll do pretty much the same thing that Bob's been doing with the podcast. We'll make a few adjustments, and there'll be a few things that we put on there that that may be a little different, things that I had planned if I'd have just launched the podcast myself and put it under another name. And but you guys are going to, again, get a lot of fruitful information and be able to enjoy listening to God's word right here on the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. And I am so blessed and just excited to be able to do this and to launch into everything that being able to include the other pieces of the ministries that I have been doing over the last 30 plus years. And I am so looking forward to being able to do this.
Yep. Amen. Amen. And, you know, the thing is, it's just not a one-man show.
No.
Okay. There's a team that operates behind you. I mean, I got my team in place, and you know, they're all off screen. Hard, you know, every now and then I'll invite Desiree on or something like that. And, but the point is, it's a team concept at all times. And Amen. The biggest team is between you and the Lord.
Okay. Amen.
And then the second team is your guests. And then you have the support staff, I guess you could say, behind the lines. Like I got my VAs that help with the editing and the loading of the podcast and all that stuff. Because when I was trying to do it all myself, it turned into 17 and 18 hour days. Yep. And that didn't last very long. I mean, it lasted a while, so long that I was actually getting burned out on it. And once I hired my first, you know, VA, and then I got another VA, and then I got another VA, and now I got three on my team, and that just frees up my time so much. So now I get to concentrate on preparing for my interviews, and instead of, oh gosh, I got an interview in 20 minutes, what am I going to say? Type thing, you know. So it's so important that the people know that, you know, this isn't just me saying, okay, I'm tired of this, here, you can have it now. I mean, this is a thought out process. I mean, we've been talking about this for months.
Yep.
A couple of months anyway. I mean, it's not just like, yeah, okay, that sounds good, I'll do it, you know. There's procedures on both sides of the microphone here, folks, that have gone through the processes to get to today's episode where we actually make the announcement that I'm stepping back, he's stepping up, and you know, it's not a relief pitcher coming in, it's a whole new ball game. Same ballpark, but a whole new ball game.
So yeah, and you know what? I am so looking forward to this. And we've been, you know, the heart of everything, and of course Pastor Bob having me on so many times, you guys will know this. The heart of everything that I'm about is discipleship, and discipleship is the heart, going to be the heart of this message that we bring out. Whether it's, you know, having guest speakers, whether it's me giving a message, whether I'm posting Bob's message for the week, we're going to have a whole host of things. But you guys are still going to get to hear Pastor Bob because we're going to post a once a week message from him on the podcast. And so he always likes to deliver that, and we're going to go ahead and post it as part of our podcast. Amen. I'll still have him on to do interviews, and may even have him interview me every once in a while just to give you guys a little bit of the old flavor. And we want to, it's like he said, it's going to be a team approach. There's going to be a lot of people involved in this, and you guys are going to get a lot of things from a lot of different sources. And we want you to be able to get that wide variety of flavor. We're going to be adding a devotional to this that I'll be delivering. It'll be about a 5-minute devotional that you can use as your own personal devotional each day. And we'll be posting that about 4 times a week. And so that way you'll have that. And then, you know, I'll be giving a message, an end time message once a week on here. And then of course you'll have our interviews, and we've actually already had some people showing interest that I know. In the mission field, as well as pastors and people of that nature, and though in that line of work, they're going to be joining and already ready to start interviewing here as we speak. So we've already got stuff lined up, ready to launch, we've got everything in place. So it's like Bob said, it's a team approach. We've got our team behind the scenes set up for the most part, and everybody's getting in position. And it's, you know, you kind of feel like the whole situation when Joshua was getting ready to cross over into the land of Jordan, you know, Moses gave his prep speech and, you know, and then of course Joshua led the Israelites right across into the promised land. So
you're trying to say I'm about to die?
No, your message will still be there. So, but it kind of has that feeling of, you know, doing that crossover. And Bob and I have been talking about this for, you know, what, about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And so we've been going back and forth with it and obviously talking off the screen about it. And now that time has arrived and we're ready to launch. And the Lord has put this on my heart. And this is just going to be, this is just one part of our ministry. Our ministry is End Mission is the actual nonprofit mission or ministry that's the name for it. And then of course, Kingdom Crossroads Podcast is just going to be a part of that, as well as we have other parts, our God-centered concept, which is our discipleship series. I've already written 3 books and getting ready to start the 4th book here this next week. And so we'll eventually have some stuff that we roll out that is a part of that. And then we've got other pieces, the Omega Hour, which will be your once a week end times message that I'll be delivering. And, you know, we may even have, Bob and I have even talked about putting some messages from his Revelation Warning podcast that he'll still be doing on here. And I'm still going to be a guest speaker on there as well with him, delivering messages. So we'll be posting those messages as well on here. So you're going to get a lot of variety of stuff. And again, we're just so blessed and so excited to be able to deliver that message to you guys.
Yeah, amen. And that's important to bring out as well that, you know, I'm just not disappearing into the podcast ecosphere, whatever.
You're not like Moses, who's going to die on the mountain.
That's right. I still have the Faith-Based Business Podcast and the Revelation Warning Podcast. So we'll be still doing those, but I'm limiting those to like 1 a week, maybe 2 a week, type thing, because I've got other things to do that require my full-time attention now that I'm venturing back into speaking ministry and doing all that other stuff. So that's the important part to bring out. You know, I'm not going up onto the mountain. Nobody will know where I'm at, and that'll be it. You know, that's why I just want to emphasize that point here. That's not the plan. Now, God says, okay, podcast done. You're done. Okay. I know where I'm going. I'm good with that. But I don't foresee that as the plan. Not right away anyway. Praise God. But Scott, you know, how can someone reach out to you now to get on your podcast?
Well, right now, of course, you and I have talked about, we've got some other little pieces still to set up and to be able to click onto a calendar. But at this moment, you would just email me at tswright, which is WRIGHT, at ghnglobal.net.
Amen.
Again,
amen.
Tswright at ghnglobal.net.
Amen. We'll put links to that down in the show notes below. Amen. And, you know, it's just, folks, I can't say enough how much I've learned. The relationships have been established. I mean, you know, I've done over 1,200 interviews, right? 1,200 interviews. Now, not all with individuals that, you know, have not 1,200 individuals, but I would say pretty close to 1,000 different individuals over the years. And, you know, we've established friendships and relationships and ministry partnerships over the years. And, you know, I mean, that's how Scott and I got together, was through this podcast. And, you know, when things click. And the important thing is I'm not disappearing. I'm still in the ministry, you know, still full-time in the ministry. I'm gonna emphasize that. I'm not going part-time now and, you know, retiring or, you know, moving to Florida and you'll never hear from me again. I'm still going to be online. You know, we got FTFM.org, our ministry website. You'll still be out there. Podcasters for Christ is still good. That's still an active part of what I'm doing. And promoting other podcasters as well. And you know, that's why I'm saying I had so much going on that it was becoming a burden. And, you know, that when you're worried about, I got three interviews to do today, but I got to get this information out and I got to get this newsletter done and I got to do here. And then the wife's knocking on the door. Hey, can we go? You know, I mean, all this stuff, all those pressures. I say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? And this is the decision we've come up with. Scott stepped up to the plate. So as soon as we sign off today, he's going to be running with this thing. And I know God's got even greater plans than what we were able to achieve. Amen. So, Scott, you know, I'm done with this now. Okay. You're the one in charge. So I'll let you close us out.
Well, I would like to close this out with a scripture from 2 Timothy. And I want to 2 Timothy, and it's chapter 3. If you're turning in your Bibles, start with verse 14. But as for you, continue in the things you have learned and firmly believe, since you know from whom you have learned them. From infancy, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for instruction, for conviction, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And so with that, I will say this, that we are excited to be able to deliver the message of the Lord to you and to give you the, again, the training, also to just give you great information to continue to equip you with God's message through this podcast. And I have been, the Lord has been moving in me to do this podcast for so long. And now I'm so excited that it's finally here and we're going to be able to walk forward with all of you. So as we say, as Pastor Bob always says, thank you for joining the show and be blessed in all that you do.
Amen. Adios.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.